But I've always said that alcohol is Ireland's largest drug problem, with health impacts on individuals including cancer, heart disease and liver disease, as well as serious mental problems such as depression, anxiety, addiction and tragedy, and also suicide. And there are many issues for families, and particularly for the hundreds of thousands of children growing up with alcohol harm in the home. I just want to say that a lot of good work has been done in the last 20 years, and we now drink 9.49 litres of pure alcohol per adult. That's the average consumption, which is down over a third since 2001. So a lot of initiatives, a lot of measures, a lot of lifestyle choices have come in, and now we are the European average when it comes to alcohol consumption. However, it is still an issue, and a very, very serious issue, and it's an issue that we take seriously, and a lot of incentives have been done to reduce the amount of alcohol that we take daily.
It's interesting to note as well that some of the data is perhaps suggesting that there's a reduction in the amount of young people that's consuming vast amounts of alcohol. However, it seems that the traditional male seems to be maybe where the problem area continues to exist.
Well, we always have, and we've had an addiction problem with alcohol for generations and centuries, and but there are always other ingredients such as illegal drugs, etc. But again, what we can do with alcohol and with this is make sure the incentives are there. Minimum unit pricing was something I brought in when I was a junior minister of state, and all these point to trying to reduce the harm. We want people to enjoy themselves, to try to reduce the harm and the effects of people drinking too much alcohol. I think we've done a lot in the last 20 years. As I said, the Irish people now are drinking a third less alcohol than we did 20 years, but I think that's a sign that we are making positive steps towards reducing the harm that alcohol is doing to people, to families and to the health situation around this country.
And I presume as well the impact of alcohol is a very negative one on our health service and putting a lot of pressure on hospitals and other medical facilities.
Absolutely. And, as I said, we have issues with alcohol, and it puts a lot of strain on our emergency departments and a lot of our other institutions. And again, we want people to enjoy themselves. But again, alcohol is a drug. It's a drug that has been legalized. And, we have to treat it accordingly, and everything in moderation is the way forward.